welcome to JSA's radio program. With Samantha Alejandro and Juan Diego, we'll present today's episode.
Rise and shine, MBS community, and welcome to our program JSA, where we'll discuss a new but controversial topic. Can you guess which is it? If you didn't guess, we're talking about the artificial intelligence and its risk of using it in schools. Artificial intelligence, also known as AI, has been known to exist since the 1960s, but we've seen a considerable evolution since the 2000s, as it started developing and giving us a new change in our society. What once was a useless invention is now a threat to the schools and our future, which we can see AI capable of drawing, writing essays, edit and make a text-to-video animations. If this is what's currently happening worldwide, would you imagine what's happening to our schools?
Nice tune, right? It was made by artificial intelligence. That is one of many things that artificial intelligence can make. We'll talk about the bad things and good things that artificial intelligence can offer in schools. We'll see this from our opinions and also from opinions from teachers and students, giving us a further introduction to this topic.
Alejandro, what do you think about using AI in schools?
Samantha, I think artificial intelligence in schools is really bad, since this is causing students to be lazy and depending on all artificial intelligence like ChatGPT, ChatSonic, OpenAI and many more. This is bad since also it has misleading and not reliable information.
So now, Samantha, what do you think about artificial intelligence in schools?
I think AI is a great tool, but so many students use it the wrong way. They don't know how to use it and just do it for copying in homework they don't understand. Also, AI can give them false information, because it takes all the information from the internet, both true and false. However, if a student uses it correctly as a research tool.
So now, we will interview a student and a teacher from the Montessori Bridge School in secondary.
Hi guys, my name is Gabriel Palacios, I'm the math teacher.
Have you seen students using artificial intelligence in their homeworks?
Yes, of course. In math, usually it's not common, but I know that with ChatGPT you can check some answers, but I listened that it's not the best way to do the exercises.
So.
But for example, in Spanish or philosophy or different subjects or science too, if they have to create an essay, they use ChatGPT. Okay.
Do you think students should use AI or not?
I think that is a good option, but I think that they have to use it in a correct way, not just to copy information from the ChatGPT or different AI.
Ninth grade student Julian Hernandez now will answer.
Do you think AI is good for students?
Yes, I think AI is good for students because it's a useful tool when they seem to be struggling in their homework. So I think it's very good.
Anyway, for finishing up, let's summarize everything. AI is great for schools, studying and doing research. A lot of students love it, but as expected, a lot of teachers don't. Students don't understand the risks that AI can have by using it the wrong way, and they shouldn't use it if they don't understand this.
Thank you all for hearing with attention our program. We hope you enjoyed it, and before we leave it, would be lovely for you to listen our future radio programs to stay updated. Goodbye, everybody!